There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard, live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Busy 3-hour show on tap here on a Monday morning. Coming up in an hour, David Thorpe on the NBA. All of the stuff that has happened over the weekend and where we're sitting today with the latest numbers in that sport. And in 90 minutes, we'll have Adam Chernoff on the program for two segments. Senior strategist, covers.com, also frequent guest on this show throughout the football season. We'll get his best bets on the NFL draft, which is where we are going to begin. Of course, the event is out here in Las Vegas, and everybody is flocking to the city starting, well, basically last night and into this morning. And I made more bets, which we'll get into throughout this show, Pauly, over the weekend. You excited? What's your level 1 through 10 with the event out here now?
I'm up there. It's going to be fun. It's unfortunate that there's not a lot of juice with this draft. Number one, I think there's a lot of talent. I don't know about the trades, and I don't know about that we're going to have a lot of news in terms of what's going to happen. But the props continue to go fast and furious as well. It's getting juicy there from a standpoint. I mean, who knows? I mean, this was supposed to be a done deal with Hutchinson number one. We got two respected guys saying Walker and Neal now.
Yeah.
This is now we're getting into something.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And I'd never really bought all that steam on Hutchinson anyway when he got to a $4 favorite. I'm like, why does it have to be Hutchinson by default now that the Jags basically added some guys or, you know, put that franchise tag on Cam Robinson during the offseason? And I've looked at basically in the $1.40, $1.50 range now for him to go number one overall. One other thing that's unfortunate out here locally is that the Raiders don't have a first-round pick. That takes some of the steam off of it, and then books cannot offer that now. Like, what are the Raiders going to do with their first pick? And over the years, that was, like, the best betting opportunity, in my opinion, because it was Mayock and Gruden, and you knew which way they were going to go. They were going to go Clemson or Alabama almost every single time, and they did, and it was a pretty fun way to make money, and now that is no longer in existence.
I feel confident that Corral's going to go in the first round. Over the weekend, William Hill put up 32.5. I'm more convinced, or more confident rather, in Corral than Ritter now for first round. We mentioned Friday that Corral is plus 350 to be third quarterback overall. Florio is hearing Evan Neal to Jacksonville. You can find 20 and 25 to 1 with that selection still. PointsBet's got one of those up at 20 to 1, I believe. And Peter King has Walker going number one.
Right. So if Walker goes one, does Hutchinson go number two then to the Lions?
Yeah, I know. Because then Thibodeau is down to 3.5 now.
He is.
In some draft spots. He's minus 110 to go second. He's the favorite to go fourth. He's the favorite to go second and fourth. He's under 3.5 for his draft prop. And the other thing you have to worry about is line season and the fact that people could come out and rip a guy on purpose because, they want to take him. So they're going to rip the kid in the media, too.
Well, it ties into what you said about Matt Corral, right?
Yeah.
And here's a note for you from over the weekend. An NFL offensive coordinator told SI's Albert Breer that Matt Corral has, quote, off-field questions. Quote, he's kind of a mess. I'm not sure you want him leading your program. His issues aren't the kind solved by giving millions of dollars. Corral had the lowest Wunderlich 15 out of the top 12 quarterbacks.
Ooh.
That, to me, as soon as I read the quote, had smokescreen jump off the page.
Yeah, that's the only time we've heard that. If he was a mess off the field and had issues, you would have heard about it.
That would have been a big talking point and a narrative going into this week.
Drafts in 4 days.
Correct.
The other thing is the Wunderlich doesn't measure intelligence. It just, we've taken the Wunderlich before. It's how you assess and make quick decisions.
Correct.
Like that.
Bing, bada bing, bada boom.
Because I go in taking the Wunderlich, I go, please no math. Please no math. And like the first questions were math. It's because everything, the long questions are at the beginning. And at the back end are your easy questions of how they do it. And,
right.
And they start out with the math because they want to get you to panic and be like, oh, no, here we go.
Okay, and then let me give you this. From ESPN's Rich Cimini reporting, the 49ers would ask for the moon if they decide to make Deebo Samuel available. Cimini confirmed that the Jets are, in fact, interested, speculating that the Jets would likely have to give up the 10th overall pick in a deal for Samuel.
Mm.
So how does that throw the wide receiver prop for a loop? Because that would mean, okay, check that box now for the Jets. They're going to be getting essentially their first round receiver in Deebo Samuel. But if they give that number 10 overall pick to the Niners, do they still go wide receiver? And if not, then Niners are off the board for a wideout. Jets are off the board for a wideout. Does that mean we're going to get six, maybe only five receivers in the first round? I still think we're going to get six. I still think we can have a chance at actually getting seven in the first round.
I think seven's happening. I know there's enough time to make this trade. I think the 49ers, they're going to wait and wait and wait. And unless there's a godfather offer, I don't see that happening. The other thing, it appears they're 100% going wide receiver at 10, and Wilson is now plummeting. Wilson is minus 220 to be the first wide receiver selected. Peter King had London going high as well in his mock, but it appears every single mock, the Jets are going wide receiver at 10, and more than 90% have him Wilson going there.
So Wilson's on minus 220.
Yes, first.
Oh
yes,
boy,
first wide receiver off the board. Yeah.
Okay.
The other thing is, I wouldn't be surprised if this happens. The Williams stuff is going to be. Everyone's saying he's going to be a star. We're not concerned about the injury, and maybe Williams can sneak in the top 12, top 10. That could happen too.
Well,
you might see a run on the wide receiver start at 8. Actually,
Peter King has that today in his column. In his mock draft, he has 8, 9, 10, 11 all wide receivers.
Yes.
And I think he had 7 going in the first round.
Right.
But Atlanta, are they going to go Kyle Pitts and then wide receiver back-to-back years? I don't know. With that team, who knows? Anything's up for grabs, I would guess. Let me give you a couple of nuggets from ESPN.com and Matt Miller. He points out, I've mentioned it before, but keep a close watch on the Giants and offensive tackle Charles Cross from Miss State.
Yeah.
The buzz connecting these two has only continued to heat up as we near the draft. Cross met privately with the Giants recently. They own picks number 5 and 7, and there is a belief within their front office that he could be the answer at right tackle as a day one starter. Now, again, I'm the messenger here. I'm telling you what I read from Matt Miller. I actually bet Charles Cross under 7.5 at some plus money before I read that column.
Peter King also is from that area, lives there. He says he's got him there 5-2. It appears that that's the pick as well.
Okay.
Cross to the Giants.
More from Matt Miller. It might just be a late draft season smokescreen, but there is a lot of chatter about the Steelers not being sold on quarterbacks other than Pitts, Kenny Pickett in this class. They famously attended several pro days and had the top quarterbacks on the radar this offseason, but the rumors dominating the text lines this week have Pittsburgh potentially going offensive tackle in round one if Pickett is not available. Will Kenny Pickett still be available on the board at number 20? I think there's a good chance.
How about Willis then? How far is he going to plummet?
Well, Peter King doesn't have him in the first round.
That I can't believe, but that's...
His two quarterbacks are Pickett and Corral.
Corral, I know.
That's it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
And there's one more nugget. And this... Oh, God, please. Come on. One time is all I'm asking. LSU cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. continues to rise the closer we get to the draft. So high, in fact, that he lands in the top five in his upcoming seven-round mock draft. His physical ability is a given, but teams to whom I've spoken reference his interviews as going exceptionally well and the medical reports coming back clean. Again, there was talk, chatter of him maybe going as high as three to the Texans, which I bet at 101.
My God. Well, how high is Sauce going then? Who's taking Sauce? Four? Where's he going to go? Could he go three?
How about a buddy of ours reaching out and saying Gardner number two to the Lions?
Yeah. Based on need, but I don't see that.
I do think that either Gardner or Stingley remain in play for the Texans at number three. And this whole idea of Mox having Stingley going number 12 to the Vikings, I bet Stingley under 11.5. I can't imagine he's going to be there.
First corner, Sauce, $7. He was $3.50 last week.
Wow.
Yep. Some of these are getting out of control. The Thibodeau thing. I mean, every day it plummets. They move the draft position. They move the juice.
Well, how about that? So if you go back during the college football season, he was the favorite to go number one overall for a long time. Then that slipped. And then his draft position since then has just been, you're exactly right, 5.5, under as high as, 250. And then they just say, screw it, we're going to move it to 4.5. Oops, nope, not far enough. Got to go to 3.5 now. So some, but... Here's the deal, though. This feels like the Baker Mayfield draft. We didn't really know that
Good
season
point.
What the hell was happening. When we did the show that day, I think the news broke in the morning that, hey, look, the Browns are probably going to go Baker Mayfield tonight. We're like, wait, what? Really? Threw us off for a loop.
Well, Hugh Jackson would have told everybody if Dorsey would have said what the pick was. So he had to keep it from him.
Right. Right.
Hugh Jackson's got a big mouth.
Look at that. There's a spot now where Walker's actually favored to go number one overall. They just put the graphics up on the screen.
Come on.
Walker's $1.50. Hutch plus +135.
Oh, my God. Fast and furious now.
And Kyle Hamilton's also all over the board.
Yes, he is.
Depending on who you listen to, he could go as high as 7, maybe even a little bit higher than that. Others have him dropping out of the top 10, top 12. I think I saw him going 13, 14 in one mock draft this weekend. Mm-hmm. I think we're going to have good weather, by the way, out here in Las Vegas.
I'm excited about the fountains, the Bellagio fountains,
it's gonna look
and what
great.
That looks like, yes.
The presentation is going to be incredible on Thursday night. It's going to be, what a deal this is going to be.
We really should get the former mayor on, your buddy, Oscar Goodman.
That would be
we
awesome.
We really should get him on.
Yeah.
I mean, this was gambling's evil. Las Vegas is evil. Now we have a team, the draft, there'll be a Super Bowl coming. They can't get enough of this now. What? Money? We want in on this. What? What about your horse?
He would actually be one of the best guests to have in studio for an hour.
Yes.
And just say, Mayor, can you take us down memory lane here? What it was like 20, 25, 30 years ago. By the way, I'll give this guy credit. He saw all this coming.
He did.
He wanted all this to happen 20 years ago.
Nailed it. He met with David Stern. Got the All-Star game here.
Yeah.
Didn't go well, but we're going to get an NBA team, too. I mean, he knew what he was doing 20 years ago. Good call.
Yep. Up next here, it is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. We will get into the NBA, updated playoff numbers, and if this is ever going to happen, why not to this team? At BetRivers.com. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Leesa, the sleep expert. Here at Leesa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Leesa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Leesa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
Welcome back. First hour, Follow the Money, presented exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
How about a couple of observations on the NBA playoffs before we get into like the latest betting numbers that are out there? You and I were going back and forth on a couple of texts last night, Paulie. I actually feel like the NBA playoffs, like specifically this year, could be better than the NFL playoffs because these matchups are so good on paper and there's so much talent, but it's every single game where the referees get involved. And even when it's been to like, it's been beneficial for my wallet with bets that I have, it's a very tough watch and it's maddening and there's no game flow. And the one-sidedness with the calls, it's every possession down the court. Can we let him play for 2 minutes, please? Is that possible?
I don't recall this. I know the officiating has been a problem for years in terms of home teams getting the call, and then if a team is down in the series, and it seems that happens a lot. But this calling fouls nonstop in teams, and it's like watching a Duke game. Everyone's in the bonus 5 minutes in.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't recall this happening in the playoffs. The first quarter of the, and that's the other thing, they are calling so many fouls, quarters are taking 40, 45 minutes.
Oh, I mean.
How about the Memphis game?
The Memphis-Minnesota game went past midnight Central Time on Saturday night.
Yep, and it was out of control. The whole Memphis team was on the bench early with foul trouble in the first quarter. The disparity in the Utah-Dallas game, the disparity last night, back-to-back nights. You have head coaches calling out the officials.
Uh-huh.
Like, blatant, like, this cannot happen. It's ridiculous. The free throws last night were, what, 42-15
uh-huh.
in favor of the Pelicans? And then you saw the disparity in the Memphis game And the Utah game, I mean, Mitchell throws an elbow, hits the guy in the face, and no call, but they call the and one, makes it a one-point game.
So the Jazz scored 100 points in the win against Dallas on Saturday. At the free throw line, they were 26 of 42.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
They shot 42 free throw attempts and scored 100 points. That's absolutely disgusting.
No, I know.
And it's just, you can't, we cannot go like more than 3 minutes of real time with actual action on the court. And then it's a replay and a review. And then we got, is this a flagrant foul? And it's every single time. You know, there is something called incidental contact that actually exists. That's something in the NFL and the NBA needs. These replays should be 5 seconds. Bam. Incidental contact. We're moving on. Nothing to worry about here. Nothing to see.
Third quarter, game two, Celtics Nets. First quarter, game one, Celtics Nets. I mean, you're just seeing it's all these free throws and all these attempts and guys in foul trouble. It's like no one cares. You know, it's become like a ump show, like Major League Baseball.
Right.
No one pays to see you. It's just, it's out of control what they're doing here and the arrogance, and it's taken away from the flow and the game. But you're right, on paper, the second round matchups we could have, and if everyone was healthy, which, but there's an injury every other day too, well, that's a key player.
That thing you can't control. But so on that note of coaches calling out the referees, Taylor Jenkins, and why wouldn't he? Because it was a disaster what happened in that game on Saturday night. And by the way, I'll explain why that was actually a good thing for me, but it was still like tough to watch. Here's Jenkins calling out the officials on Saturday.
Play better, but in my opinion, one of the most poorly officiated games I've ever seen in my NBA career. All five of our starters are borderline fouled out in the first quarter. 10-plus foul difference, 40 free throws. Yeah, some things we got to clean up and get better at, but I've never seen a more inconsistent and arrogant, officiated game. So I'll take whatever hits coming my way. I got to protect our guys. We know we've got to get better. But, I mean, from the get-go, it was foul, inconsistency. There was actually one play where a foul whistle was blown before contact was even made. It's embarrassing. But I'm always going to look in the mirror and say, how do we play better? How do we coach better? But I'm at a loss for words, and I'm not going to go as far as saying that's the reason we lost, but I'm going to let it be known that that's messed up. And arrogance, inconsistency, and, big fan, you know, of the whatever.
Big fan. Good for him. He's right. I noticed the same thing. They're blowing the whistle before there's even contact.
Yeah, they're anticipating like
that. That's the most egregious thing. But Seth sent this in, too, on email. Saturday, 220 free throw attempts, 192 fouls. Only three of them were called when teams were trying to extend the game. That's an average of 48 fouls per game and 55 free throw attempts.
Oh, God, it's disgusting.
This cannot go on.
Yep.
And he's right about the arrogance as well. I mean, that's what it is. These guys are out of control.
Yep. So I've never understood this, by the way, in the NBA. Like, you're fined if you don't talk to the media after the games, right? You have to. You're, like, contractually obligated, part of the deal. But then when you actually speak your mind and say the obvious that everybody noticed watching the game, you're going to get dinged for it anyway. Like, what he just said was exactly what happened in that game. And by the way, again, like, I had the Wolves every which way but loose in that game. First quarter, first half, money line, plus three, etc. But to watch it unfold like that is just kind of sickening. And for that game to go over like it did, boy, if you had 232 and a half under and that thing lands at 237, the way it played out with all the fouls, that's sick.
Yeah.
An observation too. So the Grizzlies now in that series is a best of three at this point, right? I would say the Wolves have been the better team so far in the series. Grizzlies $3, basically back where we started from before the series got underway. Ja Morant needs to play better.
Yep.
And yet another example of, and the guy was awesome this year. I get it. There's no way anybody in the world could convince me Ja Morant should get most improved player over Desmond Bane. Can't do it. Won't do it.
Great.
Bane was unbelievable.
Yep. Yep. Having said all that, they lost by 1 point. Everything went against them, and they still lost by one. So we'll see what they're made of coming up game five at home.
That's the Carl Anthony Towns needs to show up every single game.
Yeah.
Come out on fire. Don't be so passive.
Well, and it's staying out of foul. That guy stays out of foul trouble. I mean, they're calling, blowing the whistle left and right. The other thing, in the two-minute report, they admitted that the officials blew the call in the Utah game. I mean, how do you miss that?
Yep.
You're right. They're always going to the monitor. A guy gets an elbow in the face, and then Mitchell grabs the offensive rebound on the putback. That series would have been over.
Yep.
Dallas would have won that game.
That's 99-95 Mavericks.
Yeah.
Game was over with.
30 seconds left.
Put him away.
Yeah. And then Powell misses both free throws, which... you know, that you could see that coming too.
By the way, one thing on Dallas, they're minus 135 right now to win the series. I like the way they played better without Luka in the first three games. Because did you notice how the tempo changed, the pace changed?
Yeah.
And it's like...
Well, he was great, though.
Oh, I know that. He was awesome.
How does he not affect the point spread? He was announced back. Why didn't the line move?
That was strange. But did you notice, though, it's not the same style of basketball?
Yeah.
Somebody asked me over the weekend, well, Mitch, if you loved Dallas at around a pick'em, if Luka was going to be healthy, you got to love him now. And I said, I don't, because in the first four games, I liked the way they played much better without the guy. Your phrase, clogged toilet. He gets the ball, and it's like, that's the end of the possession.
Well, can't stop it, though. I mean, if you're going to have Gobert on him, I mean, it's like Joker trying to guard Curry. You're going to have to exploit that matchup nonstop, and they had to take Joker off the floor, and they got the big steal late. I bet the Mavs to win it all Saturday, 25-1. It's right there for them. You have home court now. The Jazz are a mess. You get Luka back. I thought Dallas could beat Phoenix anyways. There's no doubt in my mind Dallas will beat Phoenix now. They're not winning that series without Booker.
If they don't have Booker, yeah.
I mean, they're going to have to survive the Pelicans. I don't know if they're going to do that. It's just they're not the same team without Booker.
No, that's the biggest loss of the entire playoffs.
Yep. It's night and day. It's just too much. They have to rely on Chris Paul to bail him out.
He's got to be the guy like every single possession that they have. And it's just not, fair, really.
Yep. 25-1, I think, is a good bet.
Yeah, they can beat the Suns without Booker for sure.
Yes.
Yep. Yep.
And I think they will.
And I'll give you another one. Not saying that this is going to happen, but if ever a team is going to blow a 3-0 series lead, would it not be a Doc Rivers coached James Harden kind of basketball team and Embiid's banged up? You can find the Raptors 20-1 to win the series. If they take game 5 and this thing goes back to Toronto, you want to talk about squeaky bum time for the Sixers?
Oh, it comes down to tonight. Yep. I don't know if they'll get the game tonight.
I don't know either.
But it's we'll see how Embiid plays. That's gonna bother him the rest of the season. And it didn't look good in the last game. But I would just continue to hack down and try to hit the thumb.
Yep.
Because it's going to give him problems. The other thing is, I think Maxey will play better tonight, and Harris will as well.
So do I.
And Siakam won't go off again. He was great in the win, but I don't think Siakam will do that again. And you're probably not going to have Van Vliet. There's another injury.
I know, another one.
He's questionable.
I will say, though, it was good to see Scotty Barnes come back.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, in the minutes that he played, he was a factor in that game. And again, this series, to me, in my opinion, is just, it's totally different if he doesn't get hurt in game one.
What do you think the props were? I was going to say, John, because you mentioned 3-0. What do you think the prop was if they put that up, the only team to get swept, the Nets?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
The only team that could get swept now is tonight with Brooklyn.
They're the only team without a win in the playoffs.
Yeah.
That team.
It's the favorite to win it all.
Correct.
Too good.
Much more on that coming up. Bet Rivers gives you more reasons to root for the home team with a Tuesday 20% profit boost on all Major League Baseball games. Log on tomorrow and place your bets on the money line, point spread, or who will hit the long ball, and you're going to earn a 20% profit boost on any baseball game. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details. Peanuts and hot dogs not included. Log on to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app and place your bets. So we'll spend more time on today's card in the NBA. Coming up next, I'm all ears again on this, another observation. Tell me where I'm wrong, and I cannot believe that he actually had the audacity to say what he did after game 3.
VSEN, the Sports Betting Network.
VSEN Spring Specials here for $59. You get everything we have to offer from now to the end of July. Adam Burke's daily best bets in Major League Baseball. Von Tobel with his best bets through the NBA Finals. Annie McNeil will break down the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. Sign up now, VSEN.com/spring. The full VSEN experience, daily best bet emails, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, the live video stream whenever you want it, $59 through July 31st, vsin.com/spring. How are the Nets favored tonight? Someone explain that to me.
They're down to a point at Bet Rivers.
It opened 2.5.
Mm-hmm.
They were on a what, 3-25 run?
It's something,
as a home favorite, it's ATS?
Yeah, on the whole year, it's something crazy like 6-29-1 at home as the favorite. it's been an abomination the entire year.
Yep.
I had it worse the other night.
I'm sorry. I had it wrong yesterday. With Denver, I think, how do they not check out? The first quarter is enormous tonight. I mean, this is, if this isn't 1-2-3 Cancun, you're the favorites. It's a big difference between Denver, though. We don't want to get swept on our home floor. We're up against it to begin with. Let's show some fight. Let's show some guts. And they did. But the Nets were supposed to win the title, at least go to the championship, the finals. They were the favorite to win the whole thing.
Well,
it's been an unmitigated disaster.
Yeah, and the problem is for the Nets, they might be playing the best team in the NBA.
Right. Certainly maybe one of the top five defenses of all time with how good Boston is. I mean, giving up 104 points per game. Who does that in today's NBA with pace and space?
I know.
Going back since January, this defense is sick.
Oh, it's sick. Totally lights out.
Kevin Durant has 6 points in the paint for the series.
Can't even get in the paint.
They had more. Yes. Oh, the game plan's unbelievable. He's just like, he's crying no mas. In the fourth quarter, he's just coming down and passing the ball.
Yeah,
because they're picking him up, making someone else like Brown or somebody beat.
We played that audio like last week after game two. He's like, it's their game plan. He's like, every time I touch the ball, I got three guys coming at me. They hit me every single time. It's a new wave. I'm like, I've never seen this defense before in my life.
Yep. I've never seen him play like this. He's shooting 36%. He had 11 shots in game three. He's looking at the pass, and it just the defense is just nasty. By Boston. The other thing, Boston had more points off turnovers than Kyrie and KD did combined in game three.
Yep. Now, tell me where I'm wrong with this. The Nets look totally old, right, at this point, and they look like a team without a coach.
Mm-hmm. The long twos. I mean, come on. It's the historic rate the last two games.
Right.
The long twos by the Nets.
Blake Griffin was playing valuable minutes the other night.
Yeah.
He was one of the better players on the court for the Nets. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Now, I will say this, to kind of back Steve Nash here, how many coaches could actually figure this thing out with the Nets, right? Because they are a total train wreck, and the pieces they have, I cannot believe still to this day that Kevin Durant left the Warriors for this guy. Can't believe it. With Kyrie Irving, and
he's sensitive, that's why.
Well,
it's like, you're a cupcake, you're a front runner, why'd you do that? Barkley would call him a bus rider, right? You look at the team you joined up with. So he heard all that. He goes, well, I have to go lead the team and join somebody. Why don't you just go to the Knicks? He'd have been a god. All he had to do was get out of the first round. He would have been a god in the garden. I didn't know what the thought process there. And what is it? Team of people. Jock sniffers. Give the guy good advice.
Right.
Horrible move.
Well,
but it was also because he's sensitive. And
The guy created burner accounts on social media to go after people who ripped him. It tells you all you need to know, right? But this Stephen A. Smith was so nails over this weekend, and I can't. He was asked about, Ben Simmons, but specifically Kyrie Irving, and he killed the guy, and I thought Irving deserved it. Basically, what Stephen A. Smith said was, this is a guy that is unreliable. You can never count on him. They went back and looked at his whole, his career stats and how many times he played in 60 games over 11 years. It's happened, I think, 4 times. And, last year, during the insurrection, this is Stephen A. Smith talking. He goes, he tapped out, needed time off for that. He goes, are you kidding me? You needed time out because of that? And now this, and he brought up a great point. Kyrie Irving can opt out of his contract after this season. And he can ask for 5 years, $250 million.
And Durant will tell him to give it to him.
But if a team gives Kyrie Irving 5 years, $50 million, they should be forced to sell the team the next day. That's me talking. And Stephen A. Smith said, he was spot on. He goes, if you want to give him $50 million, that's fine. I'm bored with that. You do it 1 year at a time. Absolutely, you do.
Totally agree.
And this is the comments made. The guy has no self-awareness whatsoever. Here are his comments when he was asked about what the problem is right now against the Celtics after game three.
But in terms of our spirit, I think being in the what we call the trenches or being in a series like this with guys that, we're all just trying to gel and usually you're gelling around the right time. And that team in the other locker room is gelling at the right time. They've been gelling since Christmas. So for us, we're just in a new experience, as a group and we just got to respect that and just, bring everything we can to this next game and just do one possession at a time. I don't want to be too cliche, but I don't have a lot of answers for how you make up time, from October until now.
Dude, you are the single reason why the team is not gelling. I mean, does somebody actually have to spell it out for him?
Oh, it's hard. I mean, we didn't get a lot of time in October,
I mean, he didn't want to get the shot, okay? that was a major problem for the team this year and not able to gel because he's not there and he missed so much time. Then he basically forced James Harden to say, I can't deal with this guy anymore. You're the reason why James Harden wanted to leave.
Right. That's now coming out. Harden's like, you got to be kidding me. This guy's not going to play. Then he shows up out of shape. Durant gets pissed at Harden. And there you go. It's high school all over again.
Right.
This guy's a cancer. It didn't end well in Cleveland. He was a cancer and destroyed the locker room in Boston.
Yep.
And now look how it's going in Brooklyn. The other thing was during the Black Lives Matter and insurrection and all that, he didn't even bother to tell the Nets when he was coming back.
No.
He's like, when I show up. He's
sure,
like,
when I feel better.
Yeah, are you going to play? Are you showing up? When I feel like it.
So they have to deal with this. They have to deal with this guy, and now because he forced James Harden to go, they got to deal with Ben Simmons as well?
Yes. Now, how good is that story?
Oh, my God.
You were gone. You were on vacation. But when they were at practice and the media was allowed in, and he turns to the media and goes, hey, guys, watch this. And then he dunks. Like, what? Like, I'm going to play. You know, he's got the goofy glasses and the outfits. Yeah. It's like, what are we, you know, the
shows
outfit.
Up looking like that. Yeah,
the drugs took hold somewhere around Barstow again. It's like Fear and Loathing, what he's wearing. And it's like, I'm coming back. Okay, we're down 3-0. You know what? I woke up, my back doesn't feel good.
Yeah.
If he gets a dime from that, if he gets a dime, there should be an investigation.
Absolutely.
It's ridiculous.
He deserves nothing.
Why? Because the coach was asked the question, can we win? Can you win with this guy?
Right.
He says, I don't know. And now he just curls up into a ball and won't show up to work.
I actually hope that he retires.
Well, he hates basketball. That's
He has no passion
for
desire.
The game. No desire.
No
yes.
passion. Zero.
Yes, that's abundantly clear.
Yep. I'm seeing that with him. I'm seeing that with Zion Williamson as well.
Yep.
The guy's out there again doing behind-the-back dunks before the game starts last night, and he can't go out there and play at all. No passion from these guys at all. Ben Simmons, if I never hear his name again, I'm completely okay with that, and that's what I would prefer, actually.
Yeah.
Just go away already and retire.
What do you think tonight, though? I mean, how do you play Durant's prop over? 28.5.
Well, it keeps coming down, that number.
Sure, right. The supporting cast has actually played well, too. Brown's been great for him.
Yeah, he's been probably their best player.
But if you want to play Blake, then Brown had him in. That's the other thing. You might want to double Jaylen Brown. Putting Griffin in the meat grinder? I mean, how easy was that?
Oh, he got whatever he wanted.
The other thing, as I said, and I tweeted after the game, and we talked about it before game, there is no home court advantage there. It's like 35%. How many times did you hear Let's Go Celtics chant?
Sure. A lot.
Yep. Mary J. Blige getting after it. Every time I looked over, she had a drink in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
You're having a good time.
Well, I think I'd have to drink, too, to watch that team.
Yeah.
Right? And then she's like talking trash to Kyrie, I think, at one point. Yeah. Like, come on, man. Let's get it together.
Yeah, I know. But the props, I don't see how the largest lead is 17.5. I like that under. I love Steph Curry under 11.5. He doesn't get any shots. But what a great – he had a great role in Philly. And now he comes over to this mess.
That's the player I did not want Philly to give up.
Yep.
I thought, do the deal if you want, but don't give up Curry in that deal.
Take him out, Boston. End this soap opera.
Get
out the broom, Boston.
And the other two games, I'll tell you what, is Philly laying too much tonight? 7.5?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to expect out of Embiid now and how much it's going to bother him. Maybe he just takes over and punishes him down low. He's crying about the officiating now, too. That's rich.
Yeah. Can he? Is the thumb good enough to take over a game?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to bet against that tonight. I'm taking Toronto +7.5. Yeah. Is my feeling right now. Yep.
Yep. I can't expect anything out of Harden.
Look at his points prop. 21.5 tonight?
He barely went over last game, but he was 5 of 17. So, this is interesting. Maxey, remember he went off in game one. He was awesome. Then he had 23, 19, and 11.
Yep.
Can they contain Siakam? Doesn't look good for Van Vliet. But I think the others will play well and the Sixers will win. But you're right. If the Sixers lose this game, oh my God.
I'm just saying 7.5 is a lot of points.
Yeah.
I can see them finishing off the series tonight, but I think it could be nip and tuck the entire way. They are so fortunate that the Raptors missed some free throws in game three. Otherwise, they're tied at 2 apiece coming back home with Scottie Barnes now back in the lineup for the Raptors and a banged up Joel Embiid. All right. And the other game is juicy as well. Jazz Mavericks. Mavericks laying 3.5. 213.
I get this. Come on. Can't lose that. I know it was a horrible call, but you can't blow that game.
Is 213 too high now that Luka's back?
If they continue to play like that, right?
That's how I think they're going
to
play
like
that. They
slow the tempo. Yeah.
Up next, we will recap the weekend betting action with line moves, upsets, and bad beats in Win Some, Lose Some. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, yesterday in hockey, Blue Jackets +215. Dogs were finally cashing some tickets in hockey. More on that coming up. Flyers +220. They beat the Penguins. The last two Saturdays in the NHL, favorites went 24-1. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, favorites went 24-3 again. This week, it's crazy.
Wow.
So you had last Saturday you had a 14-0. This Saturday you had 11-1 with the favorites in hockey.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
And guess which favorite went down last night as like a 360 favorite?
Oh, sure.
The Golden Knights lose in the shootout.
Yep, UFC. Lins by decision +450. Marc-Andre Barrett by submission, 15-1. Jourdain by submission, 15-1 to win in round one, +650. Andrade, standing arm triangle. Submission, 6-1 to win in round one, 5-1. Poyes by submission, 4-1 to win in round one, +650. And Condasco by knockout, 6-1, and to win in round two, he was 11-1. Saturday, Brentford-Tottenham draw, 3-1. Boy, the 0-0, right? God, those must be huge payouts if you get a 0-0. That transpired on Saturday. And that was good to wake up to Scotty Barnes, baby. Rookie of the Year. And I don't want to take credit for it because it was a viewer before the show who tipped me off and put me on Barnes at 7-1 for Rookie of the Year. So, as I said, oh, no, that was not over. That was not over. And
The Mobley minus $12 at one point never made much sense.
Once he got hurt,
that was the time to fire again on Barnes.
Sure, it was wide open then.
Yep.
Anyone could have grabbed that sucker. So, good job. And if you grab Barnes at 650, 7-1, congratulations.
Hey, FYI, that's another one. Our friends north of the border up in Canada.
Oh, the voided tickets.
Below the belt.
That's right.
That is a sucker punch below the belt again.
Yep.
The voided tickets once legal sports betting took over.
This came down Friday night. This is going to be great. More on this Thursday with Mike Palm. Oh, my God, we're Survivor now. What they're going to do here at Circa. 504, guys. Christmas week 16. So here's the schedule now. They're going to announce Thursday who the opening game is. But they already announced week 16. There'll be a game Thursday. Christmas falls on a Sunday this year. So there's 11 games on Christmas Eve Saturday. They are playing three games for the first time on Christmas. And then there's a Monday night game. So how creative can the crew get here at Circa with having its own week and what they're going to do with a Thursday, 11 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday?
For the Survivor contest?
Yes.
They'll probably combine Thursday and Sunday and then make Christmas Sunday, I'm sorry, Thursday and Saturday, and then combine Christmas Sunday with Monday night as its own week.
Could do that.
That's my early guess. So three games on Christmas Day on Sunday, which is going to be, no doubt, a 1 o'clock Eastern, a 4:25 Eastern, and then an 8:20 Eastern.
You knew that was going to happen because, remember, Packers-Browns was on Fox this past year. It got like 30 million people watched it.
Oh, yes.
Then the night game, which was a sleep inducer. Remember the Colts beat Arizona, an ugly game?
Yeah, killed them.
Second most watched game in NFL Network history.
That's right.
So you knew that was. And the other announcement is Amazon, in the new deal, wants a Black Friday game. And it's either going to happen this year or start next year.
Right.
Black Friday.
Peter King said this year it might be up against it. But keep this in mind with the Black Friday game. Because the NFL cannot play primetime games on Friday or Saturday night during that time of year, it has to be a game sandwiched in like at the latest it has to kick off is 4:15 Eastern time. That's the latest it can go. So then what's Christmas Day going to be like this year with three football games and what, six NBA games, five NBA games?
Yeah. Good. You know what it says when it's like people cannot stand their family when you see that. It's like, oh, God, I got to listen to my uncle. He won't shut up. 30 million people are watching those games on Christmas. That game stunk last year between the Colts and Arizona.
Well,
that game got a huge number.
How about this year? Because Christmas falls on a Sunday, a lot of people have to go back to work on Monday.
Oh, no, I got
to
take that off. Now, holiday, no?
Holiday for some. Off. I would say some, not all. It should be for all, right? But for the people who have to work on Monday, they're going to be like, okay, enough of the kids already. I got nine games here. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah.
Right?
Open your stupid presents.
Right. Yes.
Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. I need a little dog helping with the trainer. There you go. Edge in the bar. And the kid puppy's coming to try to help him out, licking his face. He's a distraction at this point coming in. That's great. Look at the little guy. Huh? You got it, buddy? You got it? No. That's awesome. That's a great video. Lose some. Saturday, Mavs, to your point, Mavs Jazz over. 211 up to 214. Not even close. No up-tempo. The pace. Luka grinding.
Very small sample size. One game compared to three with Brunson running the point. But if you watch the entire game or if you watch the series, it's two different games going on with Luka now back and running the point.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We're living in a society. Example number 174 here. I mean, once again, guys at Red Rock in the suburbs playing video poker. He takes his shoes and socks off. Yeah, sure, why not? Just like you're at home, no big deal.
Dogs are barking.
I can't imagine the thought process here. Airplane, restaurant, out in the open, gambling? Let me just go barefoot here. Why not? That's what everyone wants to see. This is good. John Smith tweeted this. Makes a good point. What's going on with people in hotels? Every time I check into a hotel, I give them my ID and my credit card, and they give me a room key. The whole thing takes about 90 seconds. But I'm behind other people. It goes on for 5, 10, 15 minutes. What are they doing? That's a good question. I don't know. Every time I go up there, it's a piece of cake. Don't forget the $20 sandwich, too, if you want the upgrade.
Why does it take people 7 minutes to order a coffee?
Uh-huh.
And then going back to like Jeff Davis's point about people on phones, even when they're not, and you're at a fast food place, Can you make up your mind already? Do you need 9 minutes to make up, you know, hey, I want the Big Mac today or the filet of fish. I can't make up my mind. It's 10 seconds. Yeah. Let's go.
You're not buying a condo. I'm with you. This guy went to the gym. He had a problem. There's this guy at the gym that I thought was possessed, schizophrenic or something. Some days he'd be super friendly. Other days he'd be cold like he never knew me. He's an identical twin. All the stories right there you could get. I was reading the thread. Like, I thought these were the same people for over 2 years. They were sisters. I had no idea.
It's kind of like you, right? when the show starts, compared to when you're not on the air, Paulie Howard, two different people.
Okay, yep. And go, Cubs, go. Cubs, 21-0 the other day. The Cubs won. The Cubs scored 21 runs. The Bears did that once in their first 7 games of the season last year. Come on, right? That's ridiculous.
Boy.
That is awesome. All the beats. Rick Esposito, you believe the beats I take? Royals Mariners under 8 yesterday. 3-2 in the ninth. The Royals tied it, then the nonsense and extra innings, 5-4 and 12. Saturday, Giants Nationals over 8. It's 5-2 in the fifth.
That's all?
That's it. Saturday, Brewers Phillies over 8, 5-3 in the sixth. That's all she wrote. Saturday, Red Sox plus 125. Now they're getting no hit. But 2-0 in the 10th, and then they blow it, and they lose 3-2 in 10. Last night, the Golden Knights were 340, 360. San Jose scored with a second left, and then won in the shootout. Vegas blew a 2-goal lead. Capitals, $1.15. The Maple Leafs scored with a minute left and won in a shootout. Friday, the Heat were laying 1.5. They're up 14 with 8 minutes and lost the game. How about those last two possessions from Butler?
Oh, my God,
come
man.
Come on, man. What is that?
How does that happen in today's NBA?
The three-pointer.
Like the fadeaway. You have 4 seconds. Dribble, dribble. Oh, okay, let me fade away from 27.
Yep. Friday, the Suns laying 3 and under 216. Phoenix was up 7 with a minute. You see how that played out?
Oh, yeah.
They missed 2 free throws with 10 seconds. Then McCollum hit a 3 at the buzzer to put it on 3. A couple spots only went to 3 in that game. But then all the fouls and everything. And then the Memphis-Minnesota game under 232.5. Foul, layup, foul, layup, foul, layup. Win some, lose. Oh, did I get Barnes? I mentioned Barnes. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com.
There we go. Good action over the weekend. Strong action.
Great. I love the quadruple headers this time of year with the playoffs.
Yeah. And by the way, in baseball, we did see a couple of teams break out over the weekend, but still a lot of low-scoring games again. And hey, the Reds. How about that?
Hey, the Reds got to win.
Yeah. I bet against them again yesterday, so that was a loser, but they have been fading the Reds this year has been a moneymaker.
Hey, they're all playing for second place, Mitch. It's the Mets, baby.
The Mets,
they've won every series. Scherzer's going to win again today.
He's going today. He's $1.50 against the Cardinals.
Too cheap, yes. Going to lead the league in wins. We don't even have DeGrom yet. Wait till we get DeGrom, baby.
I like the way they talked about that, right? Yeah. When he got hurt. When he comes back. Around August 1st, if that's going to be the real timeline, it's like adding a top-tier player at the trade deadline. That and Garrett Cole bounce back as well. And shame on the Yankee fans out in outfield for doing that. More on that a little bit later on.
I tell you, I saw it. Fans acting like animals. I wonder if they had action.
The first hour of Follow the Money is brought to you exclusively by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21+. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. The coach, David Thorpe, on the program coming up next. We'll ask him about the Mavericks now that Luka is back and how the game has maybe changed. Slower pace with him running the point. And 2 weeks into the playoffs, who is the best team as we speak? There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.